fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, President Trump had a press conference today. You haven't really seen it anywhere. We were going all around the crevices of the internet trying to find it. This was the best quality we could find of it. It's not even on the White House's YouTube channel. So we're going to air this in its entirety, but this is the president basically telling you we're at civil war and there are some very dark forces at play.
Today, for instance, I just heard, well, you know, while I'm coming up here, you know, they have a whistleblower, another whistleblower. He turned out to be a fake. He's a fake. Highly partisan whistleblower. Dolores contributed to Biden. They contributed. The whole thing is, but more importantly, you know what the whistleblower was? The same letter that we announced yesterday, which was perfect. It was, I couldn't have written it better if I wrote it myself. I could not have said or had a better conversation. And we had a really nice gentleman in the president of Ukraine yesterday. And he was good. And they said, was he pressuring you? You know, these animals in the press. They're animals. They're actually some of the worst human beings you'll ever meet.
Thank you.
Thank you. They're scum. Many of them are scum. And you have some good reporters, but not many. I'll be honest with you. But, and that's one of the things we battle. And you'll find out. But they'll probably like you better than they like me. But I had to get us here, right?
Right.
But they're total, just terrible, dishonest people. And they couldn't figure out, what did we say bad about this conversation? Then it turns out that they had senators, Democrat senators, that went over there and strong-armed the guy. You better damn well do this or you're not going to get any money from Congress. Oh, I see. That's okay. And then you have Sleepy Joe Biden, who's dumb as a rock. This guy was dumb on his best day. And he's not having his best day right now. He's dumb as a rock. So you have Sleepy Joe, and he goes up, and his kid, who's got a lot of problems, got thrown out of the Navy for problems. I mean, look, I'm not going to, it's a problem. That's a problem. So we won't get into why and all that. But he got thrown out of the Navy. And now this kid goes into Ukraine, walks away with millions of dollars, and he becomes a consultant for $50,000 a month. And he doesn't know anything compared to anybody in this room, okay? He's a stiff. He knows nothing. He's walking away with $50,000, or as you would say in the old days, $50K a month.
Right? Not bad.
Not bad. Would anybody else in this room like to represent the Ukraine for $50,000? That's on top. You got the joke. That's on top of hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. But that's not the best one. The best one is China. This came up. So now he goes to China, and I was with the head of Blackstone, which is the big deal, Steve Schwarzman. I said, Steve, is that possible? No. Why? Who got that? I said, Biden's son. Oh. Well, then, you know, he says, maybe I should be involved. You know, I've always been political. But I say, Steve, what happens when you come off a vice presidential plane, it's called Air Force Two, your father's with you, you walk into a room in China, and they give you a fund of $1.5 billion, you make hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars off that. And that's probably not all they gave. They gave them plenty more, I'm sure. We might never find out. And then they talk about me, and I didn't do anything. I don't know if I'm the most innocent person in the world. But, you know, you look at that, most presidential. Like I said, I'm the most presidential except for possibly Abe Lincoln when he wore the hat. That was tough to beat. Honestly, when he wore that hat, that was tough to beat. But I can't do that. That hat wouldn't work for me. I have better hair than him. But honestly, it was tough to beat. Remember we used to do that during the campaign? They used to say, when I speak, the crowd would be crazy. I'd go crazy. We'd all go crazy. We'd have a lot of fun together, right? We'd have 25,000. We've never had an empty seat. From the day I came down the escalator with a potential unbelievable woman who became a first lady.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back with more of the president's speech, Bob Barnes in studio, and your calls on the Veterans Call-In Special.
Yeah.
This is the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, broadcasting live on this September 27th, 2019. It's the last Friday of the month. That means it's the Veterans Call-In Special. We're going to take your phone calls, but first, we've got to go back to the president. We've got Bob Barnes in studio. And we will also eventually have Frank Kavanaugh on to take some of veterans' phone calls. And we'll discuss the cold civil war afoot here in America and what President Trump is signaling right now. But you had the media pretty much ignore Donald Trump's UN speech, pretty much totally ignored that, played Pelosi's fake can speech. She looks like a plastic blow-up doll or something. That got all the attention, not Trump's powerful speech. Now, today, Trump had another press conference that is getting no attention, where he spoke some pretty powerful words talking about how powerful and dark the enemy of America really is. Here is President Trump just moments ago.
Thousands and thousands of people couldn't get there. So they show pictures of the NPCs. They don't say this is the worst storm they've had in years. They show pictures of like nine empty seats standing. It could have been people just went to the bathroom together, right? But we've never, and I always say, just get the biggest arena. Good location if you can, but get the biggest arena. We did it the other night, Tuesday night. We had two congressmen. One was possibly going to win. He was up by two. He won by about 27, I think, or something like that. A lot. The other one was down by 17, and they said, sir, don't campaign for him, please. Why? Because if he loses, they're going to kill you, the press. I said, they're going to kill me whether I campaign or not. Sorry. It'll make it a little bit worse. You know, they'll say he worked and he failed. Trump failed. The guy was down 17 points, and he ended up winning by a lot. You know, he ended up winning by a lot. In fact, the whole night, CNN, we built the most beautiful $2 million maybe they spent. No wonder they're losing their rest. They have no ratings, and they're building studios all over the place. But they had a studio. The studio was going to stay up for weeks. And toward the end of the night, they were taking it down. The so-called stars were leaving. They had stars. They're not many stars up there. They have less than stars. But they were taking the stars, were leaving. And they didn't want to report it. But the candidate, Dan Bishop, won by a lot. He was down by 17, and they had lines a mile long. I mean, the lines going into those voting booths were unbelievable. And without the rally speech and a couple of tweets, the Twitter stuff is good. We have, like, way over 100 million people on six or seven different platforms. It's actually much higher than that, even higher than just about everybody. And it helps. It helps. They have signs oftentimes when I speak. It said, please keep this woman the other night. Beautiful woman. She's got a sign. Please keep tweeting, sir. It matters. And it does matter. Because we get our voice out. You know, if we don't do that, we don't get the voice. I can't say what a great job Kelly's doing. And I can't say what a wonderful husband she had. Look at how devoted he is. He's a rich man, too. He's loaded. What are you doing here? Why are you working? He's so proud of his wife, he can't leave his office. That's really great, huh? It's good. Are you more proud of her? He said, very much. And he's really a fantastic guy. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. Before I met Kelly, I met Joe. And Joe impressed me because of his knowledge of energy. Now, he could be paid. Okay. You going to pay a guy $50? Now, he wouldn't take it. For him, that's not quite good enough, although he might. He might. It's easy money, Joe, you have to say, right? But he would be an expert on energy. He'd be a real expert, and he would be somebody that you spare a lot of money to, but not Biden's son. So the whistleblower came out and said nothing. Said, a couple of people told me he had a conversation with Ukraine. We're in a war. These people are sick. They're sick. And nobody's called it out like I do. I don't understand. People are afraid to call it out. They're afraid to say that the press is crooked. We have a crooked press. We have a dishonest media. So now they're devastated, but they'll always find something. I'm sure there'll be something they'll find in this report that will suit their mind. But basically, that person never saw the report, never saw the call, meaning never saw the call, heard something, and decided that he or she, whoever the hell it is, sort of like almost a spy. I want to know who's the person that gave the whistleblower. Who's the person that gave the whistleblower the information? Because that's close to a spy. You know what we used to do in the old days when we were smart, right? With spies and treason, right?
We used to handle it a little differently than we do now. Now you have guys like little Adam Schiff defending you. Little Adam. He says, that's all right. That name's stuck. Now those guys, he's got a neck. It's about this big. And he's got shirts that are too big because you can't buy shirts that small. He was never a coal miner, Joe. Let's put it that way. I don't think he worked in the mines. Do you think? I don't think so. These miners come out. We love our miners. So they come out. They have hands on them. They shake. I love you, sir. I love you, sir. But we gave them back their jobs. They were dead. And you know, Hillary came in just before the West Virginia. She says, no, we want the miners. We're going to retrain them. And they'll be doing. Can you imagine a miner with, you know, massive arms, shoulders, they love what they're doing, sticking in a line, little tiny widgets. They're putting little tiny computer parts together. This big, strong, and they don't want to be doing that. And I said to him, it's the only time they ever got angry at me, I said to him, fella, supposing, is there any truth? Supposing we take you out of that business and we do retrain you and you go into technology, okay? They almost threw up all over the place. And it's a funny thing, you know, to me I call it dangerous and rough stuff, but it's become much safer. In Australia now they have no black lung disease. They've really got all of that dust out of there. They've done a fantastic job more copying that system. We give credit where credit is due. But it's incredible. But, you know, they were talking about retraining these guys. By the way, I was thinking about it too. I'd walk in and I look at these big rough guys. I said, no, they don't want to do that. And I said, well, would you want that? Would you want any retraining? And the one guy looks at me and says, sir, my great grandfather was a miner. My grandfather, my father, and I'm a miner. And we love our life. We want to dig coal. That's what we want to do, sir. We don't want anything else. We want to just dig coal. That's true. You couldn't, if I said, I'm going to give you an apartment on Fifth Avenue, you come with me, you're going to have a great time in New York. They would say, no, thank you. It's just the way it is, you know. That's their life. That's what they want. They love it. They don't want to do anything different, and I understand. I'm the only fool that decided to do something. I had a great life. Then I said, let's run for president and scream this country out. And we've been hit harder than anybody in history.
Good job.
People, no rich guy's ever going to run for politics, I can tell you. If anybody did this, I don't think they're going to run. But I love doing it. And I guess I love it because we've made so much progress, and you're really a big part of it. And you know our deputy permanent representative, Ambassador Jonathan Cohen, maybe here. Jonathan, where's Jonathan? Is he here? Right?
Absolutely.
I hear everybody saying what a good job he's doing. So, Jonathan, thank you. Good luck. Do well. You got plenty to work hard, Jonathan. We have plenty of, I call them points of confliction, right? Points of confliction. But you don't realize how important you are. What you do, you make it all possible. And I've always said about the United Nations, it has more potential than any institution that I've ever dealt with. It really does. It hasn't lived up to its potential. It's starting to more. I think one of the reasons it is because I feel that way. I will use the United Nations to our benefit as a country. And because I'm doing it, others are doing it, and we're sort of getting together and doing things differently. And Nikki did a great job, and Kelly's going to do a great job. And it's very important. This position is so important. So important. It's another thing that I think was underrated, that the importance of your position. I think it was very underrated. But you have the right person in that position. But the United Nations is going to finally live up to its potential. It's really got something. And I like your Secretary General. He's really working hard. He's always on the ball. He's always there if you need him. I really like him. So I think he has, I think he has the stuff. The right stuff, as they say, right? You know, as they say in a couple of very good movies. But I just came over this morning. I wanted to thank you. I wanted to congratulate Jonathan and Kelly. And I didn't know Joe was going to be here, but I'm happy to see you, Joe. And you folks are fantastic. You're just...
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where we have Black Friday specials happening already. Black Friday comes early at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all InfoWars Live supplements. Free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points with every order that can be applied towards future purchases. The brand new VasoBeat Complete Beat formula is available now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off that. Don't forget about the Beto Not Take Our Firearms t-shirt. Very popular. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, get the best supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, support free speech and our litigation now that we have to go through just so they can't tarnish our reputation and slander our name. So President Trump is calling out the cold civil war right now so that people can understand what's going on. Here he is talking about what Democrats are doing to America.
Hello, everybody. I just watched a little bit of this on television. It's a disgrace to our country. It's another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious. Whatever you want to call them, it's just a disgrace. It's a terrible thing for our country. They can't do any work. They're frozen, the Democrats. They're going to lose the election. They know it. That's why they're doing it. And it should never be allowed, what's happened to this president. And despite that, I think I've done just about more than any president in his first 2.5 years in office. If you look, I think you'll see very few could compete with the things we've done for our military, for the economy. We have the best economy anywhere in the world, by far. We've rebuilt our military. We've done so many things that are so incredible with tax cuts and regulation. And I have to put up with Adam Schiff on an absolutely perfect phone call to the new president of Ukraine. That was a perfect call. But Adam Schiff doesn't talk about Joe Biden and his son walking away with millions of dollars from Ukraine and then millions of dollars from China. Walking away in a quick meeting, walking away with millions of dollars. He doesn't talk about Joe Biden firing a prosecutor. And if that prosecutor is not fired, he's not going to give him money from the United States of America. They don't talk about that. My call was perfect. The president yesterday of Ukraine said there was no pressure put on him whatsoever, none whatsoever. And he said it loud and clear for the press. What these guys are doing, Democrats, are doing to this country is a disgrace, and it shouldn't be allowed. There should be a way of stopping it, maybe legally through the courts, but they're going to tie up our country. We can't talk about gun regulation. We can't talk about anything because, frankly, they're so tied up. They're so screwed up. Nothing gets done except when I do it. I'm using Mexico to protect our border. Because the Democrats won't change loopholes in asylum. When you think of that, and I want to thank Mexico, 27,000 soldiers they have. But think of how bad that is. Think of it. Where we use Mexico because the Democrats won't fix our broken immigration system. We need their votes. If we don't get their votes, we can't do it. And the Republicans are all on board. They want to fix it, but the Democrats won't do it. They don't want to talk about infrastructure. They don't want to talk about lowering drug prices. They don't want to talk about anything because they're fixated on this. And Nancy Pelosi has been hijacked by the radical left, and everybody knows it. Thank you.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And there are other affronts to our liberties that the Democrats are after as well. Here's Alex Jones breaking down their attack on the Second Amendment.
Millions and millions are dying a year, but mass shootings, the numbers vary, 300, 400 maybe, but real school shootings, real shootings at churches, it's not even 300. It's still terrible, but they're making it the end of the world. They're making it the biggest thing that the planet has ever seen, and it's all of our fault, and something's got to be done right now. Well, there's always been murderers, there's always been killers, and they know that. And they've put the general public on psychotropic drugs that on the drug insert says it causes people to go out and do this.
It's affected my family so bad. It has changed our lives. That was the reaction from the family of a husband and wife killed by a drunk driver in Salem. Today, they were in court as the driver, who was in this country illegally, pleaded guilty.
Helen, the illegal alien shot the poor woman in San Francisco in the back. The jury found him not guilty. But he'd been found guilty of a gun crime, so he was sent to prison for that, and the appellate court said no, let him go, even though he'd been deported five times and committed a bunch of other crimes.
A state appeals court has overturned a conviction against the man who shot and killed Kate Steinle on San Francisco's Pier 14 back in 2015. Jose Garcia Zarate was acquitted of murder and manslaughter in the case, but found guilty of possessing a firearm as a felon. Tonight, that conviction has been tossed out.
They can't even put a guy in jail for shooting a woman in cold blood in the back when he's an illegal alien. That's a virtue signal.
You've said that the president is fueling hate in this country. Are you suggesting that he bears responsibility for what we just saw in El Paso?
I am, because he does. Someone who describes Mexican immigrants as rapists and criminals, who has sought to ban all Muslims, all people of one religion, from traveling to the United States, or who calls Nazis and white supremacists very fine people.
I was one of the gun-owning Americans that heard your speech and heard what you had to say regarding, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s and your AR...
Let's be respectful. Let's 47. Be respectful.
Well, I am here to say, hell no, you're not.
This is my baby, purchased under the 1994 gun ban. Please tell me your views.
If that's his baby, he needs help. We should be working with law enforcement right now to make sure that we protect people against people who are not capable of knowing what to do with a gun because they're either mentally imbalanced and or because they have a criminal record.
Time.
And anyway,
we got one more question.
Hope he doesn't come looking for me.
Before we do,
I'm going to make sure this weapon will never be able to take a life. And people have always said, there's so many of them out there. Well, now, there's one less.
They're coming for the guns. 163 top Fortune 200 companies have sent letters to the president and Congress saying, we want guns, all semi-autos banned. And then, of course, they're going to come for all the others. After that, they want those all registered. This is an exact formula they followed. So everybody's thinking, oh, they're not going to get it. Oh, they don't have the votes. The media's hyping up mass shootings. And the Sandy Hook group connected to it's putting out videos of mass shootings, the name of stopping them. But all the studies show hyping up mass shootings puts ideas in mentally ill people's heads, like the Antifa monsters in Ohio and Texas. And when they go out and kill people, they say, oh, it's a white male. It's white terrorism. It's the biggest threat. They know what they're doing.
Infowars.com/show.
There's cucks.
You're fucking a white male.
And then there's the cuck slayer. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to the Infowars.com War Room. Robert Barnes in studio with me now. I've got stacks of news I want to go through with him. And it's actually perfect that you're in studio because this story is right up your alley. I'm sure you can shed some light on this, at least the irony involved. Headline from CNBC, and this got pushed all across social media. That's how I found it. This is a push notification. Wall Street Democrat donors may back Trump if Warren is nominated. So the whole notion is that Warren is anti, you know, Wall Street, which is of course opposite of reality. But also my measurement of this is I think it just gives more credence to my prediction that Warren's gonna ultimately be the nomination because I feel like this article is designed to make people think that Warren is not the Wall Street candidate.
Oh, I mean, yeah. In fact, Warren retweeted out all those articles and comments
saying she endorses this message. See, Wall Street's against her. This is confirmation.
Oh, yes.
And like, for example, they're talking about how they're really worried because Wall Street's worried about her wealth tax and how Joe Biden's going to match it. He's going to come out with a wealth tax. The thing is, a wealth tax is unconstitutional. Everybody knows it's unconstitutional. It has zero chance of being affirmed. So the Constitution originally, there was concern by people when they're trying to get it ratified, that the Constitution would be an excuse for bondholders and creditors to now collect tax directly from the public through the new Constitution. And so because of that fear, the Constitution prohibited direct taxation unless it was apportioned in a particular way and had to be uniform in a particular way under other contexts. So the apportionment is impossible to do in the modern age. So no direct tax can go forward unless it meets the apportionment requirement, which means no direct tax can take place in the modern political era. The only exception to that is the 16th Amendment, which allows a tax on incomes to be imposed without regard to apportionment. But that was interpreted in a limited way by the United States Supreme Court in a sequence of decisions beginning in 1916 to mean something separate and separate from property. So you can't do a national property tax that unless you do apportionment, which nobody can do because it's impractical politically today. So a wealth tax would be a property tax. And everybody knows that a property tax is unconstitutional. That's the reason why Warren is saying, hey, I've got a magic cure-all for all of my massive spending bills, and it's a wealth tax that, in fact, doesn't exist. It's a fantasy. It's a fiction. It's like everything else he's pushing and pitching. So that's why
I'm going to pay for it with space cash.
That's exactly right.
$1 space cash is worth a million U.S. dollar.
Exactly. It's like they've shaken. It's like when they played Monopoly, they thought that was real money. So there's this like shaking out saying, hey, here we have our Monopoly dollars that will pay for this bill, and this Monopoly will pay for this bill, and this Monopoly bill will pay for this. So Wall Street's not truly concerned with Warren. There are some people on Wall Street who don't like Warren's rhetoric. It was like when they said Wall Street really doesn't like Barack Obama. Aside from the fact that Wall Street gave more money to Barack Obama than any presidential candidate in history anywhere in the world. So that would suggest maybe they like Barack Obama. So this story is sort of a fake news story, but the media is pushing it heavy. The media is pushing Warren heavy. They're putting out fake polls promoting Warren, fake polls promoting impeachment, even though the other polls that are actually coming out today show that President Trump is hitting an all-time high in job approval as they're talking about trying to impeach him.
And that's with the fake news.
That's with all the fake news.
His approval rating, I think, was 52 today. That's with all the fake news.
That's with all that taking place. So the media establishment, corporate establishment, has settled on Warren because they think Joe has lost it. They should have listened to Alex Jones. If they would have, they would have realized that, okay, we can't push Biden through. He's clearly nuts. He's lost his mind. He has neurological issues. He can't get out the same words in a sentence that make any even kind of sense. When he went out and did a press conference where it was actually had the teleprompters there to condemn Trump in ways that directly contradict stuff Biden had said before, and he couldn't even get the words out then. He can't even read anymore. So, I mean, that's how embarrassing he is. So I think that they realize that they need someone else, but they hate Bernie. They'd have nothing to do with Bernie.
Because Bernie's okay with that. He doesn't want to run. He doesn't want to be president. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's true.
He'd rather sit at home.
He hasn't had a real job in a long time.
Yeah, come on. Bernie Sanders is a bum.
He wants to be Professor Bernie.
I'm telling you, man, this guy's got the system. So he's actually a genius. He fake runs for president, makes millions of dollars.
Multiple houses.
As a Democrat, he's not a Democrat. That's why they always reject him. And then he gets a new lake house every 4 years.
That's true. I met Bernie when I was a freshman at Yale. So he was a nice guy back then, debating Dick Armey, who was a congressman from Texas.
So
he was commie Bernie then. He's commie Bernie now. But he was at least honest about it. I mean, he doesn't hide what his views are.
Well, did you see the one clip how his whole thing used to be millionaires, billionaires, and now he's a millionaire, so he just goes after the billionaires?
Exactly. You gotta change it. Pretty soon it'll just be the trillionaire.
Yeah, yeah. There aren't any yet. He'll have $1 billion.
But unlike Warren, at least he was on TV last night admitting, yes, if you make more than $29,000, I'm going to raise all your taxes. Yes.
Oh, great. That's what the people of America need. Yeah. So you agree, though, because the story to me isn't even the story, if it is even a story. It could be fake news. Wall Street Democrat donors may back Trump if Warren is nominated. Again, I think most people in Wall Street would probably want to back Trump anyway. Look at what has happened on the stock market.
Intelligently, you get two different. You get a split in Wall Street. You get the guys who like the corporate dividend buybacks related to the
like
tax
the day
cuts.
Traders who are just in it for the
quick cash. Yeah. It's some of the institutional investors. Some people are investing in U.S. real estate, U.S. markets. They're happy. U.S. construction, but a lot of Wall Street is tied to foreign investment these days. A lot of Wall Street is tied to China. a lot of Wall Street is it's a lot of Wall Street is the reason why so many jobs have shifted.
Big pharmaceutical too.
Big pharmas.
Weapons manufacturing stocks are doing really well.
Oh yes, they are.
You've done quite well if you've been in those.
Exactly. If you've been in that business, you're making cash. So there's some people that are happy with Trump. The defense industry is mostly happy with Trump. The corporate dividend folks are mostly happy with Trump. But the people who are not happy with Trump on the Wall Street side are the people who have a lot of money in China and foreign governments. So it's a real hard split. Mm. And then a lot of the Wall Street people are culturally way to the left and socially way to the left. So
even if it's good for their pocketbook, you know, it's Trump, so no good.
They're virtue signaling inside. They'll be closeted Trump supporters.
Mm.
The cocktail party in Manhattan would just be totally.
Oh, no, no.
No, terrible.
He's the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's her.
You know the type, too.
The thing with Warren is she still, the media cannot buy her black votes.
But
that's her hurdle.
But do you agree, though? I mean, we like to do political odds making here. This, to me, just made Elizabeth Warren's odds. She's still top odds to be the nomination.
I tweeted out about a month ago. I said, watch for the media to do a massive press for Warren, and her odds in the betting markets will continue to rise up until the next debate. And then we'll see. Apparently, Gabbard, they're not going to be able to keep Gabbard out of the next debate.
Yeah, they've already said she's on the stage.
You wonder whether she did a quid pro quo, because yesterday she came out and said impeachment was a joke and was ridiculous to move forward. Then they announced this morning that she's qualified for the debate. This afternoon, she announces she's for impeachment.
Well, remember yesterday you were on the air, and I actually said when I brought that up, I said, do you think there's something else going on here? Because the Democrats don't want her on the stage.
It looks like they could not afford a Democratic presidential candidate being against impeachment and exposing how fraudulent it was.
Well,
they cut a deal with her.
Yeah, you said at the time you think that they probably made a deal where she'll agree not to go after something, after the one thing. And for her, she figures, hey, it's better for me to just be on the stage.
And I'm all for being on the stage because she still makes Trumpian points when she's up there. She either undermines another Democrat.
She'll get no time, though.
Yeah, they'll give her 5 seconds.
But to me, this story just symbols that they're pushing for Warren.
Absolutely.
That's the candidate they want. I can't figure as to why.
They see her to the liberal establishment, she's acceptable. Bernie's unacceptable. Joe Biden is too old and too crazy. They wanted Kamala Harris, but she just got, Tulsi Gabbard just took her out.
I still think Harris is the VP candidate if Warren gets in. I don't think they like Gabbard. They don't like her type.
Oh, they hate Gabbard. And I think Harris was the person they wanted to promote. They promoted her after the first debate, but she couldn't sustain it. She's too fake.
You can't sell bitch twice. You already tried with Hillary.
that's where Warren is like the professorial version of Hillary.
Yeah.
She's like, what would have happened if Hillary would have gone into the academy?
Like,
to be an Indian.
Warren doesn't come off like a cold-hearted bitch like Hillary and Kamala Harris.
But, you know. There's no like there was talk about they put an African American man on the ticket. Black men don't like to be lectured by white women. Just saying. I mean, I'm just putting it politically. It's just a problem the Democrats.
It's a good thing Elizabeth Warren is Native American then.
That's true.
Because they won't have to worry about that. All right, Bob Barnes in studio. We'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the Black Friday sales happening right now. Black Friday comes early this year at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements. Free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points with every order, which can be applied towards future purchases. Get your Beto Not t-shirt only at InfoWarsStore.com. There it is right there. Beto said he's going to come for your rifle. He Beto Not. So we made a t-shirt out of it. We've got the brand new VasoBeat Complete Beat Supplement Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. Introductory rate 50% off with all other InfoWars Life supplements. Take advantage of the free shipping. If you don't have a water filter or an air filter yet, now's the time to do it. Expensive to ship, we'll cover those costs. We've got up to 50% off emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't have that yet, now is the time. What are you waiting for? And again, the free shipping. You're going to save a lot of money. Expensive to ship. We're going to cover those costs. This is all part of the Black Friday comes early sale at InfoWarsStore.com. In the break, Robert Barnes in studio with us. We were discussing how the attacks on Trump, Pompeo just got subpoenaed by the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. Who chairs that, by the way? Is that's not Nadler, is it?
No, I think he's on a different committee, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, no, it's not this one. We'll figure out. It's not Schiff.
No, he's the...
Elliot Engel.
Oh, another New York congressman, I believe.
Elliot Engel. Guys, get pull up Elliot Engel here. So anyway, they just subpoenaed Mike Pompeo. They want documents related to Trump's interactions with the Ukrainian president. I mean, I think this is all about them. It's like, imagine getting discovery before a court case, right?
Yeah, of course.
Because that's really what this is. They're demanding discovery of all the stuff that they're about to be investigated for. And so they're basically trying to find out what they're trying to get ahead of it, demand discovery before the case even happens so that they can prepare a defense and know what to defend against.
Right.
So that's the real motive here. But you were saying you can break down that, but also how really the attacks on the president by the Democrat Party have exposed how pathetic the Republicans are.
No doubt. Because
just a lack of genitalia.
You see what the levers and leverages, the levers of power and the leverage they had available to them they never used. Because you compare what the Democrats are doing, who only have control of the House, are doing to President Trump, and contrast it to what Republicans failed to do when Obama was in power. All the things that could have been investigated, they never did. Look at the Republicans. Republicans are trying to subpoena the tax returns of anybody and everyone connected to Trump or a Trump business going back decades, whereas the Republicans were afraid to even look at college records and government records related to Barack Obama. The Republicans were hesitant to even go after IRS and records of IRS abuse. The Republicans were haphazard in the way they went about the Benghazi inquiry. The Republicans never even looked into all the Ukrainian corruption, never even looked into a wide range of foreign institutional election meddling corruption, never even looked into meaningfully the Iranian ransom deals, never even looked into meaningfully the Honduras coup that Hillary Clinton was part of, never meaningfully looked into all of the other policies and politics related to Libya and Syria that involved rogue CIA activities and undermining American interests in both countries. So none of those things were meaningfully investigated because they've been co-opted by the deep state and because they've been co-opted by a political establishment. Whereas, as a recent author put in, it was a political group in that Republicans cared more about an invitation to a Christmas party than they did actually doing the job of exposing corruption and fraud in the government that they were elected to do. So the fact that Democrats are willing, ready, able to use every single tool and every single means and every single aspect of any kind of even remotely applicable power to demonize this president compared to the inability of the Republicans to expose actual corruption that was taking place almost in plain view. I brought one of the biggest Bivens class actions in the history of the country against the IRS because they were using the Obama mandate from the get-go to secretly gather everybody's medical records under the pretext that it was part of their mandate for electronic digitization of records. They took every medical record of every judge in the state of California. They took every medical record of baseball players, screen actors, directors. It was like a J. Edgar Hoover wet dream of extortion and material. And it was over 60 million medical records of over 10 million Americans involving some of the most influential, powerful people you could imagine. You know, which actor had secretly had four heart attacks that would make him unbondable, and thus you couldn't place him in a single movie? State court judge had a kid that was secretly in and out of drug rehab that he had been covering up for years of criminal activity? Those are records you would love to have if you're the government. The IRS dreamed of it. I had to file suit to stop them from keeping those records, to stop them from using those records against third parties. And only then did Congress do anything about it.
And by the way, that's the same IRS under Lois Lerner that was targeting conservative groups.
Absolutely. If you were organizing politically, if you formed a PAC for a conservative support group, particularly related to any kind of tax-related issue, the IRS was creating a special file on you, was delaying your ability to raise funds as a 501c3 or 501c4, was auditing you at a disparate and disproportionate rate. Then they deleted all the emails related to it. People forget that aspect of it. The IRS just lost the email.
They might be in Ukraine.
Yeah, exactly, along with Hillary's server.
At CrowdStrike.
This was something that if any of my clients, and I represent a lot of cases in the civil and criminal tax arena, have one of the highest success rates against the IRS in the country. If any of my clients said, oh, you know, we lost the emails, they'd go to prison the next day. That's the nature of what would happen. Yet the IRS did exactly that and got away with it. Lois Lerner lied and misled Congress, got away with it. No action taken. No remedy taken. That's why Attorney General Barr has no choice but to indict Andrew McCabe and to continue to go after these deep state rogue actors, or we're going to continue to get what the president's talking about, which is, as he called it today, this is war.
Well, and now this transcript, Grits Elites, and the Democrats are sitting here acting like, oh, no, you know, it's not that. Like, that's not what we wanted. And it's like, wait, that's exactly what you wanted.
Oh, exactly. In fact, there was a sequence. There was somebody put up a video of all of these people, including Adam Schiff, saying, well, if there's nothing wrong, release the transcript.
Feinstein says today she wants a word-for-word transcript of Trump call at heart of impeachment inquiry. It's out there.
Yeah, exactly. She's already got it.
That's like me saying... It's almost 4 o'clock in Texas. That's like me saying, I demand the sunrise today. And it's like, the sun rose at about 6:45 this morning. What do you, it's like, no, the sun, I demand the sunrise.
Yeah. Well, especially what annoys them is it didn't support their story. That the transcript undermined their theory of the case. They're shocked by it because they thought their CIA rogue agents had the inside intel when nobody is as often as wrong as politically motivated intelligence operators. They are the worst.
I mean, they're not wrong. They're liars.
Yeah, exactly. Correct. The idea that you can trust anything they say is insane. That's what my Democratic friends were saying. Well, this is the CIA. This is a reliable source.
Oh, yeah.
Back during the Russiagate thing, it was like, are you hearing yourself talk? Nobody lies more often than the CIA does. That's what they do for a living. That's what their business is, to tell lies, spread lies, propagandize lies and make lies the functional reality of a situation so that they can seize power and get what they want. So the idea that anything would be reliable or trustworthy from the intelligence agencies is just a joke. And then clearly Feinstein took the bait. This is the same CIA that spied on her when she was investigating torture during the W regime. And now she's suddenly making them the authoritative source of truth and authenticity. It's a joke.
You remember how they had, it had to be hundreds. They did live readings of the Mueller report all over the country. Live reading, actors guilds and street theater.
It was like the New Testament had just come out.
Yeah, yeah. And so they had all these hundreds of parks and street theater and community college. And they did the live reading.
Actors were reading.
Oh, yeah.
Traumatizing it.
Totally. Oh, yeah. And it's like, okay, fine. And then the transcript comes out of the call that they're all saying needs to impeach Trump. By the way, the Mueller report didn't call for impeachment.
No.
They're calling for impeachment after this phone call.
Yeah.
So why aren't they going around? They should be going around doing the, I'm President Zelensky. I will help you find the Biden corruption.
Well, we got a version of that. It just was a fake, fabricated, falsified version.
Oh, like Schiff?
Yeah. That's why he had it made up. And then he was like, and then it was like a mafia call. And this is when Trump said, you're going to do this unless this.
Here, do you mind if I do a little theater today?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Let me do a little theater. Get the right camera angle on this, please. To veto or not to veto, that is illegal immigration. To veto or not to veto, the answer is deportation.
Well, I mean, that's
my best Shakespeare Schiff.
There you go, Shakespeare Schiff, the shifty Schiff.
Shifty Shakespeare Schiff.
I mean, he's got the whole. He looks like a character from one of the Men in Black movies. You know, with those eyes. I mean, you're just waiting for them. Just
all right. I'm gonna go ahead and do this. Right
Roger
now.
Rabbit kind of movie. Kind of thing.
I'm gonna go ahead and do this right now. I told myself I wouldn't do it on air, but I'm gonna go ahead and do it right now because I did it on Twitter yesterday.
All right.
I'm gonna show you why the president uses D where in his tweets, because I know where Adam's place favorite place to hang out is. In fact, I'll do that on the other side. So deep radio tease here. I'm gonna tell you why the president uses D for little Adam Schiff. And I'm going to show you Adam Schiff's favorite place to hang out. Get ready for this. This is going to blow your mind. This is insane. Here we go.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, now, look at this. I'm doubling down on a deep radio tease now. Doubling down. I gave the radio tease for the last segment. Like two D's in little, exactly. I'm doubling down like there's two D's in little Adam Schiff. I did a deep radio tease last segment. We're going to reveal now. Now I'm going to do a deep tease for the next segment. Robert Barnes in studio just discovered something Very, very peculiar. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, though, that certain laws were changed so certain whistleblowers could get away with certain things. So we'll discuss that in the next segment. But first, here's the big reveal. You've been asking yourself, why does the president refer to Adam Schiff as little with a D? What is up with that? Certainly he knows that you spell little with two T's and not two D's. Very strange with little Adam Schiff, but it all has to do with where Adam Schiff likes to hang out. And so I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, it's the Little Kids Foundation. Now, this is a real deal. I don't know if you've ever seen this before, Robert. This is crazy. Here, so go ahead and look at the screen. This is a real site. This is the Little Kids Foundation.
All right. And it says with the two D's, it's spelled little.
There it is. So this is where the president deranges the little Adam. And if you scroll down here, guys, just give me a little scroll down here so we can just get a full display. There it is. The premier organization for infant and pediatric massage professionals worldwide. Little Kids is the gold standard for pediatric touch therapy education, hospital-based program development and training implementation across the globe. So obviously doing great stuff. Learn how to massage your infant. And, you know, this is just where Adam Schiff likes to hang out. He's prize certified.
He may be a certified pediatric massage therapist.
Adam Schiff is a... Hold on. I'm sorry. That is such... This is like bigger than having a Nobel Peace Prize. Adam Schiff is a certified...
Maybe.
We need to find out. We've got a crack team on this. Boots on the ground in L.A. But we're trying to find this out. Is Adam Schiff... Because obviously, if Adam Schiff is qualified, if he's a certified pediatric infant massage therapist, then you'd obviously want him at your next kid's birthday party. But he's certified.
He's certified.
If he's certified, we're saying. If he's not certified, obviously he's going to have to get the certification. Because Little Kids Foundation, I mean, that's the prime.
Yeah, well, they describe themselves as nurturing touch for children.
So it's all good stuff. I'm just saying I've heard Adam Schiff is the best in the biz.
And thus little, you know, because they're the little kids and he's little Adam Schiff. And
they really love.
And he's a champion of the little kids.
They really love the bug eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he's a great storyteller.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. They're like they get to see a real live alien. It's not every day you get to do that. And he's
it's kind of like the drag queen story time. It's not often you see a man dressed in a dress with glitter on their Johnson, waving it in your face. That's a rare experience for a kid. You know, you pay $1 for stuff like that. Little kid to see a bug-eyed freak like Schiff, that's, you know.
Shifty Schiff, the pencil neck.
Yeah.
I mean, that whole neck-head-eye combination is just really weird. I mean, there's just, it is what it is. So
I'd like to get Adam Schiff, just sit down with Adam Schiff and just be like, Adam. Like, not even political. Just be like, Adam, can you just put down the bug eyes? Do you think he could not do the bug-eyed look?
Or that's true.
Is it a permanent thing?
I think it's part of his sort of architecture. I think if he doesn't do it, the mask comes off. You know, what is that movie? The Men in Black. You get the whole Men in Black real thing, and that'd be too shocking for the public too.
Seriously though, I mean, if I had those bug eyes, I'd have to that's like effort. Like, I'm full effort right now. This is like normal for a shift.
There's some famous.
Hold on, this is my bug eyed look.
Exactly.
Full effort, 100%. Me bug eyed.
It just
I can't even out. Get. Can I even get the shift look?
No, your eyes would need to be about four times bigger,
man,
because he's just got that boom thing going.
This is why I'll never be a certified infant massage therapist.
Yeah, probably not. A specialist in pediatric touch.
So we're gonna find out: is Adam Schiff, is little Adam Schiff, a certified pediatric infant massage therapist by the Little Kids Foundation? So there you go. You've been wondering. That's Adam Schiff full bug eye, actually. He's normally operating 10% bug eye. When he goes full bug eye, he belongs in the Guinness Book of World Records. All right, we got breaking news on the other side. You're not down with the Little Kids Foundation?
I'm just saying it's a little odd, baby.
Is it a little odd or a little odd?
A little with two D's.
With two D's. Oh, then it's cool. Yeah. It's all good then. There's no hate here. It's hey. People were asking, why does the president put little with two D's? What's the deal with Adam Schiff? I said, he just likes hanging out at the Little Kids Foundation. We don't know if he's certified or not in infant touching, but if he wants to be, he can go to the Little Kids Foundation and do it for himself. Okay.
Apparently, they do that in California. Apparently, they give you special certifications for pediatric
testing. Maybe Gavin Newsom will actually eventually get that going and make it government certified.
Yeah, but maybe limit it to only illegals can do it.
That would be even more social justice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
illegals, or you can be Muslim.
Right, or a homeless, maybe.
In fact, I think that's the three. That's the big three right there. Yeah. You get exclusive access.
Yes, correct.
But this
exclusive
is,
licensure.
It's kind of like, it's programs. It's a rehabilitation program.
Yeah, it doesn't. They focus a lot on touch and massage. That's what I noticed.
Yeah. So maybe it's for, if you need you know what? We're going into dark places.
Let's give it.
Maybe we should just stop. All right, we're gonna just cut that off right there. All right, if you wanna do more looking into that for yourself, you're more than welcome to. We've got breaking news. Seriously though, Robert discovered something in the last break that is oh so coincidental when it comes to this whistleblower complaint. He's gonna break that down in a second. First, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com has a Black Friday sale happening right now. 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements, including the brand new VasoBeats complete supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. Really excited about this. Beet supplements are becoming popular. I'm sure you've heard of some of them out there. We decided to enter into that competition and bring you VasoBeat complete at InfoWarsStore.com. Introductory rate 50% off. In fact, I'll be honest, I still haven't tried it. I had some over here. Wait. Yep. In my little goodie bag. There it is right there. All right, I'll be honest. I'm such a stickler with my routine. I only take my beet formula before my workout to help my nitric oxide production. But you know what? Since I haven't tried it yet, and I said I would this week, I'm going to just try it live on air, and I'm going to let you know. Because some of these beet formulas, people don't like the taste. It's really earthy and dirty. But we always find a way to make our tinctures very palatable. So I'm going to try this during the break. 50% off all supplements, free shipping store-wide. I'm doubling down on the beets today, on the beet supplements, but that can only be good for me. So this will be my first test of this right now. Let me give you a let's see how it goes here. I've tried them all, folks. I've tried them all. You can trust me. Wow. So it still has kind of the earthy taste, but it still has the sweetness of a beet. And kind of tastes like almost like, I mean, it tastes like you're biting, you just bit into a juicy beet and you're getting like the fresh juices. Wow, this is totally different than the other beet supplements I take that are dried. That's very palatable. I can see how that could actually increase the flavor of I like to do it with a pre-workout. I could see that that could actually increase the flavor instead of most of these beet supplements kind of make it more earthy. VasoBeat, very happy with that test run, with that trial right here live on air. That's a risk to take, you know.
Oh,
you never know. Yeah, you never know what could happen.
Yep.
You never know. But hey, A plus right there. VasoBeat complete, InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out for yourselves. All right. So a couple breaks ago, you noticed a coincidence, an anomaly, if you will. A certain law was changed that allowed a certain inspector general to take intelligence that normally they wouldn't be taking. Explain this.
So each executive part of the executive branch has its own inspector general. So the Justice Department has its own, and that's the one everyone knows is Horowitz, the Obama appointee, who's actually been very independent and very thorough, who referred James Comey for criminal indictment. Referred Andrew McCabe for criminal indictment, has a big report coming out on Spygate. But he is only the inspector general with authority over the Department of Justice. In fact, Obama actually removed him from authority over most of the Justice Department itself in the last 2 years Obama was there. But each executive branch, part of the executive branch, has its own inspector general. So the Department of Revenue under the Department of Treasury has one for the IRS. The State Department has its own. The Pentagon has its own for the Defense Department. But this includes the intelligence agencies. So the CIA and the NSA also have their own inspector general. And it's that inspector general that this information leaked out through. Historically, to prevent spies from spying on their elected officials and from using their spy their tactics and technologies in order to basically dispute or disagree with the policy of an elected politician. They're not allowed to file a whistleblower claim unless they have firsthand knowledge. They're not allowed to use unreliable, incredible sources of information, such as hearsay, such as rumors and innuendo, because trafficking in that has been historically unreliable, and it tends to be misused and abused by spies who simply have a political disagreement with the elected official in charge. And so everybody was surprised when this came out, when they saw it was second, third-hand information. They said, well, that's not consistent with the law. The law is designed so that that can't happen, so that nobody can claim to be a whistleblower who did not, in fact, have firsthand intel. Well, it turns out it's coming out now that the inspector general and people connected in the intelligence community had changed the rules solely to make sure this report came out and allowed a smear campaign to be misused and abused through the whistleblower process when this was not a legitimate legal whistleblower claim, by saying, oh, you can now file a whistleblower claim even if you don't have whistleblower information under the law. Even if all you have is secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand, fifthhand, sixthhand information from third-party sources that are unreliable and incredulous by their very nature, as our rules of evidence in both state and federal court have established over 300-plus years. So it turns out that's coming out now, that they had changed the forms. The forms themselves reflected these regulations and internal rules, which in turn reflected the law. So in order to get around that, they change the form, which is the way that you get the your classic administrative bureaucrat thinks. They don't think about what does the law actually require, what's good public policy. Oh, we just change it on the form here. So even though the form is designed to be the law, they're like, well, we'll just change the form, and magically that changes the law, which it doesn't change the law. But that's what they did in this case. They changed the form.
This is significant to me for two reasons. One, it shows that there was premeditation.
Absolutely.
This entire
and coordination.
Thing. So premeditation and coordination. And then,
otherwise known as conspiracy
or collusion.
Collusion.
And then the other thing that's significant, it to me, that says, because they could just do the same thing without rewriting that law. They could do the same thing.
True.
So to me, that says they're also trying to protect whoever the whistleblower is. So they're trying to protect the identity of that individual.
They're trying to protect the rat, the spy, the leaker.
For whatever reason, maybe that individual's reputation has already been tarnished, or maybe this is like literally they're like on their last spy in the White House.
Well, I can tell you the reason is legal is that what's happening here is someone had illicit access and then illicitly leaked it. So there's only one way to get around that is you say you claim whistleblower status. If you claim whistleblower status, then you can legally leak and you can legally spy. But it's supposed to be limited. That's why it's like you can only claim this whistleblower status if you have firsthand information that requires public disclosure. If you don't have firsthand information, you can't claim this exception to the law that otherwise prohibits you from spying and leaking. And so in order to get around the fact that it's the way bureaucrats think. They think, how do we get around the fact that we're going to illegally spy on the president and then illegally leak his communications about our illegal spying on the president and disguise it as being something other than illegal spying and illegal leaking? Oh, we'll call it a whistleblower claim. Ah, but it's a problem. The law doesn't support that. Oh, we'll just change the form and that will magically change the law. And now we can get it out there and protect it. So the goal was to have his criminal activity disguised as whistleblowing activity so that he could not be criminally prosecuted and civilly investigated.
So that'd be, you know, the purpose for this would be like, let's just say that Adam Schiff decided to do non-sanctioned infant touching, not certified.
Well, hypothetically,
obviously, you know.
He hadn't yet received a certification before he did the pediatric
right, results. Right. If you're certified, obviously you're good to go, which I'm sure Schiff is. But that'd be like if I came to you and I said, oh, I heard Schiff was doing this without certification. And then you went over to Alex Jones and said, oh, I heard Schiff was doing this. And then he went to Gavin Newsom and Gavin said, oh, then that counts, instead of going right to the source.
Right.
Of course, this is all hypothetical. If there was any, touching, I'm sure it would be sanctioned and certified. So I just want to be clear on that. But hey, you caught. They got caught. They rewrote the law so that they could basically break the law, illegally spy on the president, and then leak it. So they got caught red-handed again. The Democrats, they should be going down soon.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
play this crazy video clip. I'm actually going to say a prayer, too, because this is so disheartening and true. But we were just talking about, so I believe it was Wednesday night here in Austin, Texas, local law enforcement did a mass shooter drill. And, you know, they say, oh, it's just a drill. It's downtown. No reason for harm. We don't have any direct threat or anything. Well, it comes out that's not true. They apparently do have direct threat information, but it's the same thing that we've seen nationwide, how they're saying there could be mass shooters at this Joker's film, which, I mean, Alex said at first, like, they're doing this film to trigger mass shootings. Now they keep publicizing it and promoting it, and you're like, okay, do you want there to be one? So that's very odd, but we were saying how most movie theaters probably have no weapons allowed, you know, on the bill of sale, on the front door, whatever. So, you know, inviting a mass shooter. There's actually theaters here in Texas, though, or I don't know if they're nationwide, but the Alamo Draft House that actually says the opposite on the door and on the bill of sale says firearms are allowed. So I'll be telling you this, if I'm going to see a movie at any theater, I'll probably go to the one that allows me to bring my firearm in because I got the government telling me there's about to be a mass shooting.
I mean, at this point, the media knows that the people who do mass shootings do so for public attention and that they look for cues and clues from the press about where and how they'll get the most public attention. Probably the worst version of this, the most egregious version of this, was the New Zealand troller who says, okay, if I say this and this and this politically, I'll get a whole bunch of attention when I go and commit a horrific act. And there are people who want an excuse to engage in a horrific act, but most importantly, they want attention for their horrific act. And so everybody in the press now knows that the worst thing you can do is promote that you will give attention to someone if they go out and do a horrific shooting. And so the fact that they are out there saying, hey, this Joker movie is probably some place where someone's going to do a mass shooting and then practicing mass shooting events or purportedly preparing for that is only going to encourage, incentivize, and invite it.
Well, because you said, who was it that just released an intelligence deal here locally?
Oh, it's the Travis County Sheriff's Office released that the FBI has identified potential real risks of the theaters here related to the showing of the Joker movie,
you know,
based on conversations that are taking place on the dark web.
There's all this like anti-gun propaganda out there. Like they just put out that school shooting thing where the kids are all, you know.
They're terrifying kids deliberately, just like the climate change thing. They're terrifying.
I got a video on that I'll play too, where they drug up the original Greta Thunberg. But I want to do like a PSA kind of, but it's like a reverse propaganda where it's like, I walk into a movie theater, I've got my firearm on me, and you know, I walk into the movie theater and you know, I walk in, you know, and there's a couple next to me, and, you know, they see me with my gun on my head. They're like, oh my gosh. It's like, so it's like a couple and they're both like, oh my gosh. And then they end up sitting right next to me in the movie theater and they look over again like, I can't believe this guy, he's got a gun. Like, oh my gosh. And then what happens? Oh, a mass shooting just broke out. And then you hear gun, and then they get behind the chairs in front of them, and they're looking at me, and they're getting behind me.
Right.
It's like, oh, that crazy nut that you hated a second ago for having a gun, you're now wanting him to protect your life.
Of course. Oh, I mean, that was the...
I could do a 60-second... We should do a 60-second PSA and literally do that.
Well, that was like the, whether it's urban legend or whether it's empirically proven fact. Years ago, it was a story that made common sense, which was that some New York homeowners in the 1960s wanted to prove that you did not need a gun to defend your home and defend yourself. So they decided to advertise this fact in the windows.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Windows in the doors says no gun in this house. It lasted 60 days due to a wave of burglaries at their homes. So yeah, I mean that's, nobody would do that, right? I mean, there's a reason why all of these big prominent political people and celebrities have armed security guards. Right, they're not just hiring karate guys as their security.
Stunning.
Guard. They're hiring. In fact, you look at some of these guys, and you're like, that guy's probably not going to be real great in a physical contest. So that means he's caring, because they know it's self defense. They know it's power. A gun is power, and what the gun control crowd wants to do is to portray that power as something only the state should have. That if the individual has it, it'll be scary and frightening.
Trust
and terrifying.
The government.
Exactly. Just let the government be the one that makes you feel good and feel comfortable. It was a principle, you know, the social psychologist years ago. Exactly.
Keep you comfortable in this. Oh, don't worry. There's a mass shooting, but you'll be comfortable because you won't have a gun.
Right, exactly.
You'll be nice and comfortable. All right, let's move on because you're about to leave us here.
Yep.
A lot of great content from you this week. So this video is going viral. You mentioned it yesterday. I have no idea the context. I was told, I don't know if we found out the truth or not, but I was told this was at an old, this is in Spain, at an event that used to be dedicated to the Virgin Mary. I pray to God that that's not the case. And it looks like, I guess it's a couple gay men wearing thongs, banana hammocks.
They decided to do a strip show for a bunch of kids.
Literally for kids. And then kids, you watch the reaction of the kids, and you're like, see, like that's the thing. It's like, that's a natural instinct. When you see sexual depravity, you back away.
It's just sexual display in general for kids who should not be subject to sexual display. Whatever you think about the behavior, they should not be subject to.
So let's, okay, all right, roll this clip, guys. So here's two men dancing on a stage with thongs, pretty much just fully nude. I guess they're like spraying each other. Is that video frozen, guys? What's going on there?
Behind us.
Because there it is. They're spraying each other with white foam, pun not intended. Looks like we got a little problem here. Anyway.
It's fine, bud.
That's really odd how that's at. There we go. So two half-naked men in thongs dancing around on a stage in front of children. And they're about to bump uglies, literally. And so, and look at the kids. The kids literally turn away. They put their hands over their eyes and mouth. They can't believe that this depravity is happening in front of them. Just like, of course, any kid would. Any youth sees that crap, and they naturally turn away. It's like the first time you see nudity or kissing in a movie when you're a kid. You know, you go, oh, like, ooh, gross.
Exactly.
But, oh, no, let's just shock and awe now. Show the kids a nice, you know, Johnson right there for them to... For them to be exposed to, and then show them the nice gay couple humping each other there too, half naked. So I don't know where that is. Apparently, I don't know if we ever found out where it is. Savannah, did you ever get down to the bottom of that? Some are saying Brazil, so we really don't know where. But the point is, I don't think those two men were certified by the Little Kids Foundation.
one would hope not.
Well, no, one would hope. I mean, look, if you're certified, you're good to go. I just need to see some certification. In fact, it's like all these ideas come to me on air. I wish I had a crew of 500 people. Like, I imagine you go around to like drag queen story time or events like this, and you're just like, excuse me, you have your certification from the Little Kids Foundation to touch those children?
Yeah.
I'm going to need to see some certification. And then when they're like, oh, no, all right, well, for a nominal fee of $5,000, I can certify you in infant touching.
Yeah,
it's like, oh yes, only $5,000. What a deal!
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's unsettling. I mean, particularly that kind of behavior to protect at a public event, a public festival, where the parents.
No, I shy my eyes from that.
Yeah. It was not a pleasant scene. It shows a sort of culture that is driven to that has no sense of limit. That the old sense of conservatism was really rooted and predicated upon, if you talk, we read like Gary Wills, Nixon Agonistes, and other books like that, it was premised upon the idea of limits, that we respect limits, that we recognize limits, that those who say there's no limits to anything have no respect for tradition, no sense of history.
Well, unfortunately, we're limited on time, and we're going to a break, but it's always great to have you in studio, Robert
Absolutely.
Barnes. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
Infowars.com/show.
The American way of life
is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
I'm here, don't worry. Just hold on a second, though. Getting intel right now. All right, I gotta hide this then. All right. Hey, you know what? I'm gonna be a real brat right now. I'm gonna need some coffee, guys. I literally have coffee in my hand. I will beat you over the head, whoever just said that. Somebody literally goes in my ear, this is revolt. I said, hey, crew, can I get some more coffee? They go, sorry, there's no more coffee. I literally have a bag of coffee in my hand. The nerve. Give me the crew cam. Who was it? Raise your hand right now. Who said there's no coffee? It was you? I have a feeling you're taking the fall for somebody. I have a weird feeling you're taking the fall for someone else. I don't know why you would. I really don't know why you would. But, hey, that's a lie. This is, in case you've never heard of this, folks, the Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. Now, as you know, if you've been following the War Room for a while, I go through phases where I'm either drinking coffee every day on air or I'm drinking the Turbo Force. So I was the phase where I'm drinking Turbo Force every day. That was the official drink of the War Room. Now it is back to the Wake Up America Patriot Blend from InfoWarsStore.com. Mmm, you can smell it. It's so rich. You can smell it, even though it's in a very high quality, thick bag here. Can't help but smell that that blend right there with the shade-grown Arabica. So you can get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Boom! Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee. Mm-mm-mm. Smell that blend and wake up, America. Man, I should be doing... That's like a Folgers ad. Or what is it? What's the other coffee that's nowhere near as good? In fact, I'm in a weird mood now. It's like I want the crew to like play some like weird music and me to just do a live Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Of course, I wouldn't be able to do it as good as Greg Reese. But there you go, folks. The crew lied. There is coffee here. And I love the Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. We all love it here. That's actually the funny thing. They're actually, most of the time, the coffee, when you make a fresh pot of coffee around here, it's gone in minutes. It's like liquid gold, the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. So, InfoWarsStore.com is where you can get your hands on it. All right. So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. I want to give a shout out to a couple of our guests that were unable to join us. We had to call some audibles. It's ready. All right, let's do that next segment then. Okay, cool. We do have... Oh, okay, so I'll do a third deep tease. Next segment, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to want to tune in. If you're not laughing with me, please at least laugh at me with the video that we're going to air coming up in the next segment. You're not going to want to miss it. Be sure to crack open or have an ice-cold cuck light ready to go for the next segment because it's going to be big. What I was saying is we had to call some audibles today. So unfortunately, we weren't able to get the normal veterans call-in show format fully operational today. A couple of our great veteran guests, I think had to cancel today. But I want to give a shout out to, of course, Gretchen Smith with Code of Vets, who is always great. Unfortunately couldn't join us today. And then Katie Williams, who had her crown removed as a former Miss Nevada, was unable to make it as well. But hey, we had Bob Barnes in studio. We did some good stuff. We laughed at Adam Schiff and his bug eyes, and we broke some news. So that's all good and dandy. And then in the next segment, we're going to debut the next real stable genius. That's right. Brought to you by Cucklight, only at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to debut that in the next segment. But first, let's do this. I got time. I need to be efficient here. First, let's go to clip 17. This is from, what is it, like 1992 or something? I don't know. It's like 30 years ago. This is the original Greta Thunberg. So think about this. This is, I'm sorry, I can't think of it off the top of my head. The crew will get this information for me. But I believe this is from 30 years ago. This is the original Greta Thunberg from 30 years ago.
Future. Losing my future is not like losing an election or a few points on the stock market. I am here to speak for all generations to come. I am here to speak on behalf of the starving children around the world whose cries go unheard. I am here to speak for the countless animals dying across this planet because they have nowhere left to go.
This is literally at the UN in 1992.
Because of the holes in our ozone. I am afraid to breathe the air because I don't know what chemicals are in it. I used to
go fishing
in Vancouver, my home, with my dad, until just a few years ago we found the fish full of cancers. And now we hear of animals and plants going extinct every day, vanishing forever. In my life, I have dreamt of seeing the great
I lost my plants
animals,
in a series of small fires. What happened?
And rainforests full of birds and butterflies. But now I wonder if they will even exist for my children to see. Did you have to worry of these things when you were my age? All this is happening before our eyes, and yet we act as if we have all the time we want and all the solutions.
This is like side by side, literally Greta's speech.
I'm only a child, and I don't have all the solutions. But I want you to realize, neither do you. You don't know how to fix the holes in our ozone layer. You don't know how to bring the salmon back up in a dead stream. You don't know how to bring back an animal now extinct. And you can't bring back the forest that once grew where there is now a desert.
Plant seeds.
If you don't know how to fix it, please stop breaking it.
Yeesh.
Here, you may be delegates of your government, business people, organizers, reporters, or politicians. But really, your mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles, and all of you.
All human beings. So there's the original Greta Thunberg from 30 years ago. Now, of course, everything she said never came true, but she was fear-mongered and then told to give that speech. So then they said, oh, okay, that wasn't good enough, Greta. You need to be loud. Here's the perfect response in clip 15 to that video.
Come to this piece that someone sent to me. I thought I'd share it with you. It's called Growing Up. Few commentaries on this global warming hoax have had greater relevance than this. I think I might send it to Al Gore. And it says this. To all the school kids going on strike for climate change, you're the first generation who've required air conditioning in every classroom. You want TV in every room, and your classes are all computerized. You spend all day and night on electronic devices. More than ever, you don't walk or ride bikes to school, but you arrive in caravans of private cars that choke suburban roads and worsen rush hour traffic. You're the biggest consumers of manufactured goods ever, and update perfectly good, expensive luxury items to stay trendy. Your entertainment comes from electric devices. Furthermore, the people driving your protests are the same people who insist on artificially inflating the population growth through immigration, which increases the need for energy, manufacturing, and transport. The more people we have, the more forest and bushland we clear, the more of the environment that's destroyed. How about this? Tell your teachers to switch off the aircon. Walk or ride to school. Switch off your devices and read a book. Make a sandwich instead of buying manufactured fast food. No, none of this will happen because, the piece says, you're selfish, badly educated, virtue-signaling little turds inspired by the adults around you who crave a feeling of having a noble cause while they indulge themselves in Western luxury and unprecedented quality of life. The piece ends by saying,
oh my
wake
gosh,
up,
this
grow up,
guy
and
just
shut
murdered
up until
the climate
you're sure
change
of the fact.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Pouring some beverage into the censorship cup. Unfortunately, our time with the censorship cup is about to end. It's about to be shipped up. Ah, nothing like a fresh cuck light. Nothing like a fresh cuck light, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be enjoying a cuck light out of the InfoWars censorship cup here in a minute too, before it gets shipped up to its new home. It was fun having it here while it's lasted until the next censorship cup season. But let me polish this off real quick. Ah, cuck light. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. So as you know, InfoWarsStore.com bringing you exclusively cuck light right here bottled in Austin, Texas. And the Real Stable Genius ads have gone totally viral. So we now give you, we debut it right here on the InfoWars.com War Room. Here is the brand new Real Stable Genius ad by Cucklight.
InfoWars presents Real Stable Genius.
Real Stable Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Climate Change Activist.
Mr. Climate Change Activist.
You tirelessly and fearlessly warn the world how the world is ending without a single pause to do any research.
No time to study.
50 years, 10 years, 10 months, 10 minutes. I'm surprised this commercial is still running.
It's all over.
You'll chain yourself to anything just to stop a cow fart. Climb a tower to fight the power. Super glue your tit to the street to stop the heat.
I lost my nipple.
So crack open an ice cold Cuck Light, Mr. Climate Change Activist. After all, it's the last day on Earth.
It's my moment. In the sun.
Cuck Light, InfoWarsStore.com, Austin, Texas.
All right. Hey, give Darren McBean a round of applause. Come back here, Darren. Put your ugly mug on the camera. Come on. No. Darren McBean helps put these together along with Rob Dew. Hey, Darren, you want a celebratory Cuck Light? Are you getting the shakes again, dude? Sorry, Darren sometimes gets the shakes if he doesn't have a Cuck Light. Oh, calm down. Suck it down. There you go. Yeah, you'll be all right. All right. You're going to be okay. You got it. It's all right, dude. You got like 10 minutes left before the Earth ends from climate change. So great job getting that. I told Darren, I said, Darren, we got 10 minutes till the world ends. You got to get this thing out. And he was able to do it after drinking 12 Cuck Lights. Unbelievable. Amazing. All right. So we'll put that up in its entirety at band.video. We'll put that up in its entirety at InfoWars.com. Oh, that's good stuff, though. Great job by Darren. Rob Dew also puts together the great HD shots of my ugly mug singing. You can believe that. All right. What have we done so far today? Well, we've covered the treason by the Democrats. We've covered Trump calling them out for it. We've called the Democrats coming for your guns, trying to start a civil war. We showed you the sexual degeneracy of the left showing their kids basically male strippers. And we played the original Greta Thunberg from 30 years ago saying we're all going to die. There won't be any butterflies flapping their wings when my kids are born. I have monarch butterflies. In fact, I think there's like a monarch butterfly explosion in Austin right now. I don't know. Maybe it's just me seeing them somehow. But we played that. We played the clip of the Sky News reporter just lambasting the climate change activists, the young ones, and really just putting it perfectly, really just hitting the nail on the head. Because he's totally right. There hasn't been a generation. It is my generation. But there hasn't been a generation where they require by law heating and AC in every school, where most schools are now going digital, so you have to manufacture all these goods. More than ever, kids commute to school in a private vehicle, not using buses. And these are the same people bitching about climate change. And they're not doing a damn thing because the whole thing's fake anyway. But they know that. I do want to cover this story, actually. Sorry, we couldn't get the printer to work. Just pull it up, guys, from Politico. Now I have to get real focused here because it's just like you really can't even believe this stuff. You got to go into a different path intellectually when dealing with this. But headline is, feels like a 1776 kind of fight. This is from a freshman Democrat congresswoman you've never heard of and you'll never hear of again. In fact, I already forgot her name. Mickey Sherrill. Now, the irony of this goes untold. A Democrat saying fighting and trying to get Trump out of office is like the Patriots and the Founding Fathers in 1776. The delusion of that thought, I can't even properly eloquently explain with the limited lexicon. I don't even think there is no words in the language to explain the stupidity of that. But this is who the Democrats are. This is how delusioned they are in their own heads. They live in a total fantasy land. Like, do I really have to, like, Trump is pro-America. Trump literally just gave a speech at the UN how he loves America. You guys are the ones calling for the guns. You guys are the ones censoring free speech. I'm not even going to go down the list, but like, for this bimbo, another dumbass in Congress, to say this is our 1776, trying to remove the duly elected president who's done more to stand up for America in the face of globalism than any other president before him, the most popular president in modern history, that's not even debatable. But this is, but see, it's all this, they have this hubris. It's all a big con game to these people. And they really get off. They really think, ha-ha, we deceive the public. Now, not this Cheryl. She's just a genuine bimbo. It's like, huh, oh, like, oh, look at me. I'm a new founding. I'm a founding mother. I'm standing up to Trump. This is 1776. It's like, that's literally what InfoWars has been saying against globalism. You people are behind the curve. I'm just stunned at the level of ignorance from these people. And the delusion land that they live in, the fantasy land. Wow. Like Maxine Waters, guys. Let's go to clip 16. Here's Maxine Waters with Chris Cuomo, who I think Chris Cuomo had a little bit of an aftershock after he got memed hard. And I think he's maybe starting to realize how insane the left is, maybe. But here's Maxine Waters. Just look at this delusional, bat crap, crazy woman, a congresswoman, mind you, on CNN.
Do you think you know enough at this point, Congresswoman, to say there is enough here for articles of impeachment?
Absolutely.
Already?
The president himself admitted that he had a telephone conversation with the president of Ukraine.
Oh, my God.
He also said he did talk to him about Biden. And
no.
I believe that in that conversation, he did exactly what is being said about the conversation by others, that he was asking this president to help him with the kind of investigation that would lead to dirt on Biden.
You would accept no other explanation?
On Biden.
No, there is no other explanation. What did he do? Just call him to say congratulations?
I'm conducting foreign powers. I'm trying to create a relationship. We're worried about corruption. We're worried about the integrity of our elections. And I'm making sure that the president of Ukraine knows that and does everything he can.
Absolutely not. That would not be consistent with the character of this president.
Going to be a no for me, dog. I'd like to see you go back to the more full James Brown wig. This one is a little flat, and it's not really popping for me, dog. So it's going to be a no for me, dog. What about the crew? What do you think about Maxine Waters' new wig? You guys going to give that is that going to be a yes or a no from the crew? Ooh, that's tough. Oh, we got a couple yeses. It's going to be a no for me, dog. I'm sorry. Sorry, Maxine, the wig. Go back to the old James Brown wig. But can you imagine? This is the same Maxine Waters. This is the same Maxine Waters who said she had seen the proof of Russian collusion. She's literally gone on and done dozens of interviews. We have a whole, we put together a whole video with Darren McBreen. It's like over a year ago, Mad Maxine Waters, all these clips where she's literally like, I've seen the evidence. I know Russian collusion. What happened to that? Now what does she say? Oh, I've seen enough in this whistleblower complaint. I've seen enough in this transcript. We must move forward. But think about what she's actually saying. The president of the United States is not allowed to have a conversation with foreign diplomats. What? Even Fredo Cuomo is like, hey, Maxine, you realize you've gone completely mad, right? She's like, nope, can't do it. It's clear this president's character, not good. Meanwhile, you're the one that enriched yourself and your husband serving in Congress for 30 years, you criminal. But she knew about Russian collusion, she said. Oh, I know about Russian collusion. Where's that then? Sorry, Maxine. Gonna be a no for me, dog.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, it is, after all, the Veterans Call-In Show, so we are going to open up the phone lines, and Frank Kavanaugh is about to join me on air to discuss some news and take your phone calls. So we are opening up the phone lines to take calls from veterans that number, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Let us know where you're calling from and what branch you are with in the military, and we will get you on air. We love hearing from our veterans. I wish we could have gotten to you sooner. Just had a lot to get to today, and like I said, had to call some audibles. But entire last hour dedicated to taking veterans' calls, 888-201-2244. I want to get your response to the coup against the president, the latest being this attempt with the whistleblower complaint to say he's now really, what is the claim? They're claiming quid pro quo, but that obviously didn't happen. There's no evidence of that. So it's really just another coup that they're running. They're making things up. So I want to hear from the veterans on that, your thoughts, 888-201-2244. But did you know that Alex Jones was recently on T.I.'s podcast? That's right, the rapper T.I., who's a big Trump hater. I have enjoyed his rap over the years, but his politics, not so much. But he teamed up with Alex Jones. You can find it at Infowars.com. Here is a preview.
Why are you booing a fact?
Because you're making light of...
No, I'm not.
You're making light of the enslavement.
I haven't gotten into my point. I'm not...
Oh, it's taking away that exclusivity. Oh, I was a slave.
You can't make light of that. That ain't nothing you breeze over.
I haven't even finished the sentence. How am I making light of anything?
You started with some bull...
No, she didn't. That's all ad hominem attacks. He just keeps badgering her where she can't talk. I love to tell T.I. when America was great. Back when... And that's what she's trying to get at. T.I. asked, when was America a great period? Well, this is the country where women got suffrage. This is the country where we bring in the most immigrants. This is the country where we pay immigrants to come here and have their babies for free and then bitch and complain. That needs to stop. But I'm telling...
Real treat for you today. We got hooked up with T.I. about a week ago. Really excited about going on this podcast. It's only been out for about a month. It's already number one on most of the charts. So I'm excited. But then, a few days after we had it set up, the Candace Owens thing just happened. And it's all over the news. We've got Uber drivers bringing it up to us. It's crazy. He said, when was America ever great? And the crowd just burst into applause. Yeah, man, this country sucks. Well, I can't wait for him to ask me that question because I am loaded for bear. I want to be friendly. I like the guy. And so it's going to go the way he wants it to go. If it's a nice, friendly interview, hopefully we can both wake each other up more. But if it goes south, I'm going to let him have it with the facts. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen, because this country is the greatest nation in the history of this world. And any historian from around the planet will tell you that. So how the hell does the left think this country sucks so bad that everybody's trying to get in it as quick as they can? We'll break it down coming up right now.
Two women have just gone public and said, we were never called. We never met him. These are the women that they were saying. These were the women they were saying in the news he had sexually assaulted. It was just made up.
So you're saying Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted no one? That's what you're saying?
In every case except for Balazi Ford.
Are you saying Brett Kavanaugh assaulted no one?
I'm saying that absolutely, they've had no proof. There were no
Brett
police reports.
Brett Kavanaugh assaulted nobody.
Yeah, 35, 40 years ago, there's no police reports, no witnesses at the time, and almost all the people have said that they were threatened to say it or that they were paid
you
to
say
it.
You said almost. Listen, because this
except for Balazi Ford.
Okay, Balazi Ford. All right.
The evil chipmunk.
Whatever. This bottle of water you're drinking, it's approximately 8 ounces, correct? If I drop a fraction of an ounce of water in there,
I'm not gonna drink it.
You dig what I'm saying?
So that full release is coming to Infowars.com. You're not going to want to miss it. When we come back, we're going to take calls from veterans. The lines are open. 888-201-2244. the War Room this week. We've got veterans calling in right now. We're going to get you guys on the line. We've got Frank Kavanaugh on the line as well. And so we're going to be discussing, I want to hear from the veterans what they think about this latest coup attempt against Donald Trump. Russian collusion didn't work. So now they're going with whistleblower complaint / Ukraine quid pro quo, which, of course, is the second nothing burger, which, of course, all follows the illegal spying on President Trump, where they literally couldn't get anything, so they had to make things up. Imagine that. That's how clean the guy is. Before we do that, though, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com has massive sales. The Black Friday Comes Early special happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the biggest sale you're ever going to see at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements, including the brand new latest supplement, VasoBeat Complete. Our beet supplement, a very popular thing right now, is beet supplements for nitric oxide maintenance, if you will, which is good for blood flow and other health benefits. And so we came out with VasoBeat. I tried it for the first time today. Very impressed. Definitely unique to its own as far as in comparison to the other beet supplements I've taken. Very rich. Very rich. So try it out for yourself. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about free shipping store-wide as well. Free shipping store-wide as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We've got some veterans on the line for today's Veterans Call-In Special. Our guest for the hour is going to be Frank Kavanaugh. But guys, just make sure, Frank cut his bull cut, right? And he's guaranteed to not do any white power symbolism on this on the air today, right? Frank, did you agree to that? Oh, gee. Oh, boy.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Bananagram. I apologize. Oh,
unbelievable that you would have that hate symbol. Hey, now they just said, though, so a bull cut is a hate symbol now. I don't get that. An okay symbol is the hate symbol now. We know that that's because Trump uses it. Now they're saying, the ADL is saying, anti-Antifa images. This is from the ATL. ADL, although white supremacist animus is often thought of as being directed against religious, racial, and ethnic minorities, a significant portion of their hateful rhetoric is directed against the political left, including both the mainstream and far left. For example, a common alt-right meme offers free helicopter rides to people on the left, a reference to the tactic used by the right-wing dictatorships in Argentina and Chile of throwing left-wing critics of the regime from helicopters. So anti-Antifa images are now a symbol of white supremacism. Every Antifa member I've met, at least 90% of them are white.
Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous, Owen. Look what they're doing with President Trump right now. It's absurd, absurd, absurd. And it's really to the point now where it's the whole rest of America. They've alienated. They're even middle of the road Democrats are like, what are you guys doing? This is absolutely unbelievable. The House is not united. It's how many Democrats are there? I think there's 20 Democrats that were said we will not vote for impeachment. So even
that must be an updated number. I've got the story here at 12. You could be right. The point is there are Democrats right now that don't want to go along with this.
Yeah, there's no unity over there. They're just grasping at straws because they're so desperate. And what President Trump did at the UN in that speech, if we all watched it, we noticed how calm and monotone he was. And one of the secretaries fell asleep and they were making fun of it. But the subject and the substance of the speech that he gave was a declaration of war on globalism. And that's what we really need to label the Democrats now. They're not Democrats. They're not even Americans. They're citizens of the world and they're globalists. And they don't want any wall. They don't want any USA at all. And we have to hammer that home. And what's happening now, where people are like, this is totally insane what they're doing with Trump. Of course we have to hit them. Look at the 5G. Look at this. Look at Big Pharma. Look at how all these mass shooters are on these same drugs. Look at Big Agra, how autism and cancer is through the roof because we're eating all these chemicals. This is it. This is it. It's not where you're not going to wake up one day and the revolution started. It actually started a long time ago. And it's now just getting very, very hot, and it's already gotten hot. And
no, that's it. They never took InfoWars seriously. They never took Frank Kavanaugh seriously. They never took this audience seriously. And so they never thought we could get Trump in office. Then we got Trump in office. Now they're totally panicked. They're trying to take down all the original Trump supporters, Roger Stone, Mike Flynn, InfoWars. Michael Savage has had his radio show taken off stations. Obviously, you've seen the censorship of InfoWars, everything we've dealt with. These are just a few small examples. So they went for the throat of all the people that helped get Trump in office that they never thought could overpower them politically. Now their focus is trying to get Trump out of office, and it's really not going well, I think. And that's why some of these Democrats are kind of on the fence saying, well, hey, I got an election coming up in November, too. If I go for impeachment, maybe that doesn't go so well for me. But it's gone so insane now, Frank, that Rashida Tlaib is now selling T-shirts, impeach the MF-er. Impeach the MF-er T-shirts. I mean, for what? They can't even tell you what.
It's like, you remember Jimmy Carter's little brother, Billy? Like, he was just this crazy, wacky, like he made Billy beer. And that's what's happening to the Democrat Party is it's just all these wackos they have to outdo each other's wackiness. I'm more wacky than you. I'm more extreme than you. And that's how you can tell that they're like we were talking about Beto last time I was on. They're totally irrelevant, but they're dangerous. They're so dangerous. You know, it's a weird thing because they are irrelevant, but they are so relevant because they are so dangerous. And that really just shows the lack of couth and education and depth on the left, where it's all emotion-based. It can't be emotionally detached. Everything has to be based on emotion instead of facts. And you look at this, the impeachment, facts are stubborn things, as John Adams said. And you can't get away from the fact what Trump did and what he didn't do. And they're so desperate they just took the front runner from their party and threw him under the bus in order to take Trump out. And what are they going to do? Are they going to let off a dirty bomb in some city or something? I mean, it's getting scary how just absurd it is.
Well, and I'll tell you, yeah, I think that's a big fear right now. And I was thinking about this. I was meditating on this really deeply today, actually. And after this break, we're going to take calls from the great veterans, Robert, Dennis, Wild, Mormon, and others. But I was meditating on this because, look, I get impatient. I get frustrated with the lack of action. I see the president complaining about all this stuff. And I'm like, well, okay, you're the president. Do something about it. But I was thinking about this, Frank, and you can respond to this in the next segment while we take these calls. I went through it all in my head like a Doctor Strange thing, and I can see how, I mean, it would be the most politically advantageous thing and probably the most effective timing to actually declassify all this stuff, release all this stuff from president is like in October of next year. And so we're probably going to be sitting here banging our heads on the desk, driving ourselves crazy for the next year at the lack of action. But I can understand why the president would do that, because it would have the most impact a year from now politically. So that also may deter them from releasing a dirty bomb until then. Maybe they don't think the president will act, but that also gives them a year to do it before the president acts. So all these things are being measured.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Just look at the Pete Buttigieg heads go. Dance, shake your booty for Buttigieg. Give me full screen again. Well, that's it. Obviously, it's Booty Judge or Bush now.
No.
It's going to be a no for me, dog. All right. Frank Kavanaugh is with us. We got veterans on the line right now as well. But, man, I want to hear from the veterans again. What do you think about this latest coup attempt against the president? How do you think it's going to go over? Let's go out to the phone lines now. Let's go to Robert, a Marine veteran in Florida. Go ahead, Robert.
Thanks for taking my call, man. I appreciate it. Good evening, Frank. I think Trump's speech at the UN was beautiful, and his comments today solidified his commitment to us. And I'm with Will Johnson. VoteThemOut.org. All the way, man. We got to get them out of office. They're absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and I think it's
in the last segment.
When they're releasing T-shirts and it says "Impeach the MF-er," I mean, Frank, doesn't that just show you how crazy they've gone?
They completely lack respect. If you look at it, they lack respect for our country. Every single person who's here illegally, an immigrant, lacks respect for our laws. They don't care. And then they're arrogant about it. And everyone who supports them lacks respect for our laws. And they lack respect for veterans. We love this country so much that we have and will drop everything to defend it. And we'll do it again. And they've set up something that people have been talking about for 30 years, the blue helmets of the UN being the United States, and that's exactly what they're orchestrating. They're so close to it. And that's what they want to happen. They want us to get at each other's throats. You know, we have a golden opportunity here. Everyone says that globalism is inevitable. Trump just said he declared war on their globalism, on corporate globalism. But there can be a globalism of freedom. There can be a globalism of being one with the Godhead, being one with your soul and spirit.
Right, right. I mean, again, like, it's not even necessarily anti-globalization. It's anti-corporate globalization. It's anti-rigged globalization. It's anti-communist globalization. That's a big fight here. And the whole thing's a scam anyway. That's why they're dishonest about it. But, Robert, I'm just curious because I see this happening. I mean, to me, the centrist out there, you know, just Mr. and Mrs. America that's a veteran of the Army or the Navy or what have you, that maybe isn't a big Trump supporter or not even that politically involved, they see this happening, and I see them getting politically charged up to vote for Trump just to stop this coup. What do you think, Robert?
Yeah, I've been sitting back real quiet the last 10 years. The last 3 years have just got me fired up. I work 2 full-time jobs. I'm trying to find time to get more involved. I'm just sick of it, and I think you guys in this segment, in the last segment, nailed it. I honestly think and hope that they do impeach him in the House and it goes to the Senate so Trump can drop the hammer on him. And I think you're right. I think he'll probably do it. If this does happen, it'll be towards the end of next year. And it's going to be a huge victory. If it happens, you know. And quickly, I just like to give a plug out to InfoWars Life products, the iodine, the super male, super female vitality. We just had a baby. My baby popped out of the womb, and my doctor could not believe how alert she was. Just want to thank the InfoWars, InfoWarriors, and everything you guys are doing for us, all of you, all your supporters. Love the new show with Will Johnson. I can't thank you guys enough for what you've done in our lives and what you're doing for everybody. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You know, it takes a lot of effort to continue this experiment of self-governance and self-liberty and independence here. And, you know, we just want to keep people informed because that's one of the keys. Thanks for your service and your call, Robert. Let's go to Dennis, Army veteran in Virginia. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Hey, I'm a retired Army guy with about 29 years of service. And I tell you, you know, I've served in war zones. I know a lot of people didn't come back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And when I see these fools in Congress do what they do and degrade the positions that they hold, some of the highest positions in the land in our government, and the way they behave, especially Schiff. Look at him. That guy, he needs to be carried off somewhere. I tell you, there's a lot of people made the ultimate sacrifice for this country. And for them guys to carry on the way they do is so disrespectful to the American people.
Well, and I think, again, you look at the Schiffs, you look at the Pelosis, you look at the Nadlers, you look at the Feinsteins. These are the people that have been in government. These are the people that were on these same committees during the Obama years. They've done nothing. The only thing that they do, the only feather they can even put in their cap is their attempt to remove Trump. And they won't even be successful with that. So, I mean, I think it's just another thing where, but they know it's not popular. And that's my ultimate point here. They know they're not popular. Schiff knows he looks like a bug-eyed pedophile. I mean, it doesn't matter. They're in so deep with this corruption, Frank. They have to go. I mean, it's go home. It's either we're going to all probably wind up in jail or we're going to successfully get the president out of office and save our hide. That's why they're so crazy.
Absolutely, 100%. They all have their certain kind of pants on right now because they're all doing you know what to them. They are so scared. I'm sorry, Dennis, for cutting you off. They have to do this. The people that aren't supporting impeachment, the Democrats that are in districts where it's mainly Republicans, all the other Democrats, they have to do it. They have their constituents at home yelling at them because this whole thing is a huge Ponzi scheme. You know what the deep state is? The deep state is a million federal workers. If you did a survey on what the political demographic was of federal workers, what do you think it would be? I'm sure it would be the majority would be left communist. They've been there. Nancy Pelosi and Schumer have been there for 30 years. But there's people in all these agencies that have been there 30, 40 years. Brennan still has a security clearance. This is ridiculous. This is totally ridiculous.
Yeah, when is the subpoena of Nancy Pelosi? When is the subpoena of Maxine Waters? When is the subpoena of Dianne Feinstein and how they've made their millions of dollars serving in Congress? Dennis, we're about to go to break here. Anything else?
No, just one thing. You know, freedom's not free. I mean, we pay for it in the blood of Americans, and these guys just, they have no respect for that. They don't.
No, they have no respect for, thank you, Dennis. They have no respect for anything. They have no respect for the truth. It's like the popular story on Breitbart today from John Voight, headline, impeachment effort against Trump is war against truths. No, that's it. The Democrats and the left are in a war against reality because the reality is they're wanting criminals. I mean, again, like now you see Democrats saying this on air. They're like, oh, what's the punishment for treason? They know damn well what the punishment for treason is, folks. That's why they're in a war against reality. They have to destroy reality to save themselves.
Infowars.com/show. You're listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room.
Frank Kavanaugh with us. A couple segments left. Great veterans on the line about to call in. Again, I want to explain something that Drudge actually trolled today. Because I talked about this yesterday because I was just seeing it amongst the American people. Now it's in the media. Matt Drudge played a major role in the Clinton impeachment. Now he's back for another round. No. This story gets it entirely wrong. Matt Drudge, the reason why Matt Drudge played a role in the Clinton impeachment was because he broke the story that was being covered up by the likes of Michael Isikoff and other deep state agents in the media, and Drudge just put it out there when they didn't want it covered and blew it up, and that's what led to the story. So this is totally different. Drudge is amplifying the fake news so that the hammer falls is going to be even worse on them. Drudge doesn't care about his reputation. He's the number one news site in the world. It's not about his reputation. It's about the news aggregation. And so there's all these labels and accusations being made towards Drudge right now, and people just quite frankly aren't understanding what he's doing or what he did back in the 90s. But I just wanted to address that. Let's go back out to the lines and go to the Wild Mormon National Guard calling in from Arkansas. Go ahead, Wild Mormon.
Hey, how's it going, Owen? My trip out to D.C. was partially successful. But I think what we see going on with the Democrats right now is this thing we used to call, in the infantry, we used to call it wounded animal syndrome. And the reason we had that term was because if somebody wipes out your entire platoon, you're the last guy left. You're going to do whatever it takes to get your revenge. So what I see going on is the Dems are going for everything totally right now, going for the throat, because everything that they have that's important to them is about to be taken away.
And I don't think it's not only that, with all the bribery and extortion and racketeering they've been doing. I just think there's huge layers and levels of crimes that they have to maintain this cover-up that Trump has never been involved in. Frank, what's your take?
It's totally wounded animal syndrome. It's if you've ever seen an animal die, the death struggle's not a pretty thing. And that's when they're the most dangerous. And I don't even think that the Democrats have started going into like the seizures that happen in a death struggle, but that's what they're going through. And that's why I'm so scared, is because they're so desperate. And you have a generation of people that are Ritalin kids that are now Antifa, and they've been so conditioned that if you tried to arrest Barack Obama, or if you tried to arrest Hillary Clinton and put them in jail, there'd be mass riots. And I think Trump knows this. The one thing I really think the president has to do, he can't wait on this censorship happening, the stifling of free speech. Alex has to come back. You have to come back on social media. That is the most important thing. That's our most important weapon, is free speech. And how it doesn't even matter if he declassifies anything if it can't get out there.
That's a great point. An illustration is
Newsweek.
An illustration is how they play the Nancy Pelosi impeachment video all day long, and nobody airs the Trump UN speech. They'll do the exact same thing when Trump declassifies all these documents. The media won't even give it the time of day. They'll show you Nancy Pelosi sucking on a paper straw or something. But, Frank, to kind of really hit home what you're saying, I see Democrats say this all the time, specifically when it comes to gun control. They say, what's it going to take to get gun control? What's it going to take? Well, to me, that's them saying they'll do whatever it takes. I mean, you got to understand, folks, if this is their real mentality, they'll stage crap. They'll stage crap if that's what they think it'll take. They're literally saying, we'll do whatever it takes. That means if people have to die, they'll let them die. They're letting you know what's going on in their head. Anything else, Wild Mormon?
Well, that's exactly right. They're going to reach for whatever weapon they can use. They'll come up with weapons that you have never imagined that they could use, because this is the death throes of their party. And my mission to D.C. was partially successful, even though I didn't get to broadcast, because I did get to drive around with no license plates for 3 or 4 days and spread the gospel of liberty that way. So everybody take note. There's always something you can do to help your fellow man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the call, Wild Mormon. Let's go to Thad, Navy veteran, friend of the show, who we wish safe travels. He's about to be moving. We won't tell you where. Highly, highly sensitive information. Thad, thank you for calling in.
Oh, I'll go ahead and tell you, Owen. It's going to be parts unknown. That's where I'm headed, man. Parts unknown.
Yes. Uncharted territories.
With all my little warriors. Yeah, so I just want to go ahead and, tell you formally, man. I'll be seeing you at the different events and whatnot. I also wanted to tell everybody, with the introduction of this Bezo beat, I'm going to go ahead. I mean, you obviously know about your training. You said you try and maximize your nitric oxide before you train. I'm going to go ahead and introduce the War Room Alpha Male Bezo Beats Challenge, # bedroom beats, # O-Face. So you combine that nitric oxide and testosterone, man, with that super male vitality and the Bezo beats, you're going to have some good positive side effects, man.
Yeah, and if you really wanted to get into it, you throw the alpha power in there, Absolutely. I mean, we don't need to spell it out for you, folks. How does Jerome Corsi say it? Ooh, it's time to boogie.
boogie. Yeah, man. So I think Samuel Jackson said it best in Jackie Brown, you know, when you absolutely positively got to, you know, leave the O face. I'd go ahead and use this. This could be your AK-47. To all the guys out there, go ahead and take this challenge.
Thank you so much for that, Thad.
I know you love it, Owen. I know you love it.
You know, I just know it's true. I mean, like I said, I don't want to get in. I mean, we don't need to tell the people the science, you know, blood flow, expansion of blood vessels with nitric oxide. I think they get it.
I get the old endocrine system, man.
Anything else, Dad?
No, man, you have a good one, Owen.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in today. Let's squeeze one more in before we take this break. Let's go to Dan, Navy veteran, called in today. Let's go, Dan. How you doing?
Hi, how you doing today, Owen? I love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on with reporters and how y'all are demonized and shadow banned. And I mean, I know I had talked with you a little bit earlier on your Subscribestar about George Webb and some of the analytics he does for some of the Five Eyes and three-letter agencies. And he does a really good job of breaking down, I think, a lot of the intricacies of how, like, Schiff and all the different deep staters are involved with pretty much everything and how it fits together. And all you have to do is type in George Webb 2019 and it'll come up on YouTube. But, I mean, y'all do a great job, too, but you just don't have enough time to really get into all of the little intricacies and everything. So, but, yeah.
And it is very intricate. The web of corruption is very intricate.
It definitely is. And I think a lot of the people that are out there, I would say 80% of the people are actually on our side. And the mainstream media makes it look like, you know.
No. Let's be clear. 80% of the American people don't hate America. And so they're going to have a tough time when they try to pull this thing off, which they're trying to do right now with the Democrat Party. I mean, I think that they've really gone too far here, Frank, and they really think that the anti-American propaganda is working. Just because the media hypes it up doesn't mean it's working.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it is working to some extent that these people are completely brainwashed, that they're freaking out. But then you look at what happened in New York City with the kids, and there's a million school kids are let out of school, you know, for the day. I mean, those kids were not, they didn't care about the climate. They cared about hooking up with someone from the opposite sex.
Oh, but Frank, don't you know, it's Frank, it was your generation that had a cell phone in every pocket. It was your generation that had the AC in every classroom. That was your generation, Frank. That was their generation, actually. Oh, shoot.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Final segment of the War Room. We're going to take the remaining callers, as many as we can. Frank Kavanaugh still with us. Let me just hit these headlines real quick. Just more total nonsense from media. The New Yorker cover depicts Trump and Giuliani as mobsters murdering Uncle Sam. Again, it's the Democrats that are anti-American. I mean, they even say America was never that great. Their whole thing is America sucks. And then they're like, oh, yeah, Trump bad. He doesn't like America. He bad. They're the ones that hate America. It's really just so confounding, this delusion. Epstein's butler dishes on Paris pad guests, including Bill Gates and Steve Bannon. Prince Andrew in there as well. Melinda Gates was with them too. So just more continues to come out with the Epstein pedophile network and those involved. Oregon priest performs exorcism. Cases are getting darker. Well, yeah, I mean, look at the average political activist. That's like a normal exorcism. Imagine what the devil is actually doing to people now that we're not seeing. All right, take a couple callers here with Frank Kavanaugh. Let's go to Michael, Army veteran, calling in from Florida. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for calling.
I just wanted to say thanks for the products and helping me inform myself and fight for myself and my health. But formally, what I want to say and talk about real quick is being former infantrymen. I want to know what our military is doing to lead the way right now, because I took an oath, as everyone else did, and I took it very seriously. And we are supposed to be protecting against enemies, foreign and domestic. And I kind of want to know, what is our limitation with our military helping fight against the enemy that is domestic? And what can we do among the ranks in the military? Because I don't think this is just a fight for veterans, but the infantry, the real soldiers out there right now, the younger ones that are leading the way, need to set an example and start putting these things into work and find out and fight back why certain things are being allowed. Why is it that when I was in the military, I was told that if I walk and smoke a cigarette, if I don't shave, if I do all these things, they can dock my pay, they can take my rank, they can punish me, but yet it's okay to eat unhealthy food and take prescription pills. These things should be immediately and banned right now. Like, there's soldiers in the military.
Well, you're getting into a very deep intellectual point here, Michael, that I want to get Frank's response to. And I kind of want to give a little caveat to this too, because there's this whole delusion when you're a service member, whatever your rank may be, that, oh, you're in Afghanistan or Iraq or whatever, you're fighting for American freedom over there, but like not here. Like, oh, you don't fight for American freedom in America. You just, you do that in some other country. And so I've been just saying this. It's like the Democrats keep complaining when conservatives aren't even getting violent, but you have Beto and AOC and all these people. They're literally coming after our freedoms, coming after our way of life, saying they're going to shut down the free speech, saying they're going to take your guns. They're running coups against the president. And it's just like, at what point do you not allow this? I'm not calling for violence, but it's like, if they say, well, what does it take to get gun control? Well, if that means you're going to go door to door and try to confiscate guns, what do you think is going to happen? Like, what do you think is going to happen with Army veterans who swore an oath to defend this country from terrorists and enemies, foreign or domestic? We've got enemies domestic. So, I mean, Frank, what is your take on Michael's commentary?
Well, hey, Mike, what's up, brother? Under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, there's certain things that you can and cannot do. And you're not under any obligation to take an unlawful order. And one of the things that when I got red-pilled and woken up with Ron Paul, I then joined the Oath Keepers after like a year after the Oath Keepers started. And that's a huge thing for all of us, us veterans, is that we took that oath. And who's going to go and collect my AK-47? The guy that I know from the Veterans of Foreign Wars, you know, who's a cop, who I know, it's just not going to happen. It's only going to happen in the cities, actually, is where it's going to happen, where it's already happened. What you have is you have two Americas now. It's getting more and more split. And you have the Americans that are for freedom, and you have the Americans that are for globalism and security blankets and never owning that they've made a mistake and never owning that they're wrong. And that's the whole reason that the Atlantic put out that cover is because this whole thing that for 50 years has been feeding us the same line is now about to be completely dead. It's already dead. It's just thrashing around now, but it's going to bite anything that it can. And Mike, as far as I firmly believe that President Trump has military tribunals already going on right now that we don't know about, that we don't need to know about. And all he has to do is the commander in chief is go to the judge advocate general and say, I need you to set up this investigation, and it'll happen. And I'm sure it is happening. You know, there's a trap that's been set here, like multiple traps are going back and forth, and they're playing checkers, and Trump is playing 3D chess over here. And even though they got hit by surprise by this and they panicked in the West Wing, they just completely rolled with the punches. All plans are jettisoned with first contact with the enemy.
Well, and I got to say, too, because I want to squeeze one more caller in here, Frank, just to illustrate what you're talking about. The president put out the video of Biden's corruption literal moments after they dropped this thing. So he's literally steps ahead of them. He's literally got their moves ready to go. When he dropped that video minutes after they ran with this Ukrainian collusion BS, he immediately dropped that video. So he had it in the can. That's a perfect example of what you're saying. Michael, thank you so much for the call. I want to squeeze in one more caller here for the Veterans Call-In Show. Let's go to Steven, Navy veteran in California. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, Owen. How you doing? Frank, hi there. Wishing you guys all the best out here in California, the left state. And I think, Frank, you kind of hit the nail on the head earlier when you mentioned a word, and that word was mutiny. And as a Navy veteran, I was up there on the high seas, and boy, you know, thinking about mutiny, man, that's what's going on in this country right now. And I think we're going to be in for a long haul here. It's like going out on the six pack, you know. We don't see our families for 6 months, and oh man, it's going to be tough. Coming back to the shores of California. A lot of my brothers, they're given a lot of John Deere letters or Dear John letters, and it was very sad. But anyway, what I see going on too is it's going to be a matter of faith, man. We're gonna really our faith is really going to be tried in a strong way. And I'm just remembering Daniel, the book of Daniel. Chapter 12, verses 1-3. Oh man, you guys gotta share that. And
You said Daniel chapter 1, verse 3.
Daniel chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, we can pull that up.
Oh yeah.
And that's a good point, Stephen. And I'll get Frank's take on this too, and then we'll read that verse. Thank you for the call so much, Stephen. You know, look, Frank, I mean, I get up here and I rant and rave and you know, I get really ticked off and impatient with all the corruption. But really, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all in God's hands. I mean, I'm not going to be the one that has to judge that demonic Nancy Pelosi, you know, when she has to turn over to the other side.
You don't. But now is the time for everybody. Now's the time for just the Robert, our first caller. It's like Michael and Steven in California, get involved with your local politics. Get involved with your neighbors, because that's where it's going to matter. And the people that you thought were hardcore Democrats or leftists, you're going to be surprised that they're just libertarians or they're middle of the road. And you want to welcome them back to the fold. Welcome everyone back to the fold. Every day there's another person that's walking away from the Democratic Party. Because this stuff is completely insane. It's totally desperation. That's all it is. And what's at stake is our country. They want us to start killing each other. And we can't do that. We can't do it. And thank God for Trump. Thank God for Alex Jones. If it wasn't for Alex Jones 20 years ago doing this and being called a conspiracy theorist, then we wouldn't have conspiracy facts.
And I just hope that Trump realizes and his administration realizes if it wasn't for InfoWars and this audience, it would have been a lot harder for him to get in. And he keeps sharing Fox videos. Well, how about our videos? Hey, thanks so much for the call, Frank. Always great to be with you. Pull that verse back up, guys, from Daniel. The caller wanted us to read this. I think we're going to run out of time here, unfortunately. But as usual, the Bible rings true. That does it for the InfoWars War Room. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.